The Truth News Network. It's time for real news
without the spin.
The only place you'll find it is at TNN.
The Truth News Network.
Here's your political ringmaster,
your host,
Dan Newman.
Hello, everybody. Let me first tell you this about today's show. This one is a really tough one for me. I spent about 3.5 to 4 hours researching, doing the final research for this story. And I got to tell you, it's gut-wrenching. And as we do our final word segment tonight, I'll get more into exactly what I feel and why I feel that way. But let's get right to it right now. This is part 3 of our series called The Truth. And we subtitle this one, The Three Amigos. And obviously that's a takeoff of the movie with three comedians that was very popular, I guess, about 15 or 20 years ago. But the three amigos in the story tonight are not comedians in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Mueller, Rosenstein, and Comey, three people from the intelligence community that play really important roles in the current U.S. political system. And one, two, or all three of them are in the news every day. We know them all by name and by title. But do we really know them? Or do we just know about them? Let's look at their individual roles in current political matters and examine how they got to their current positions. First of all, James Comey. Comey was a minor assistant U.S. attorney in the late 90s. He gained power and money by being the Department of Justice official who investigated and cleared Bill Clinton of any wrongdoing in Clinton's pardon of criminal financier Mark Rich, as Clinton was leaving the presidency. Many feel this was the beginning of a career for Comey, in which he used his position and power to assist political folks in ways that only an incredibly connected D.C. lawyer could. Comey reportedly provided cover for the Clintons in their gaining power and wealth after leaving office through pardoning a billionaire money launderer, arms dealer, and criminal. Comey was a key piece in how the Clintons gained incredible wealth through their foundation after leaving the White House. A huge piece of that puzzle was giving Mark Rich a free pass when he should have spent life in prison. This started a new politocratic life for Comey, making him very powerful and very wealthy. That's how Comey got his start to judicial system stardom. He has four more than that in his past. Rather than a lengthy essay here on his legal travels, follow the two links to stories previously published specifically about Comey on truthnewsnet.org. The links are in this story, the printed story on the homepage of this story, The Truth Part 3, The Three Amigos. You may want to take a moment. There are two stories, two links right on top of each other. Click on them and then come back and let's get started moving forward. And for those of you just listening to the podcast, you can't obviously at this moment hit those links to that story. So let's just keep going to the second of the three amigos, Rod Rosenstein. The Deputy Attorney General has lived a quiet life when compared to most in D.C. He grew up in a Philadelphia suburb, graduated from Penn and from Harvard. In 1995, Rosenstein joined the team of lawyers investigating the Whitewater scandal, which involved allegations of illegal real estate dealings by the Clintons. That was down in Arkansas. Rosenstein headed one of the few successful Whitewater prosecutions, which led to the conviction of former Arkansas Governor Jim Guy Tucker and Clinton associates James and Susan McDougal. Before ascending to the deputy AG post, Rosenstein spent more than a decade serving as a U.S. attorney in Maryland. He is politically conservative and was appointed by President George W. Bush. But when Barack Obama took office, Rosenstein was one of only three U.S. attorneys among the 93 to be kept on the job by the new president. As U.S. Attorney, Rosenstein led successful prosecutions for leaks of classified information, corruption, murders, and burglaries. But he is best known after being confirmed 94-6 by the U.S. Senate as Deputy Attorney General for writing a damning 1,000-word letter to President Trump in which he excoriated James Comey's action in the Clinton email investigation. Trump, after receiving Rosenstein's letter, famously fired FBI Director James Comey. Pretty much everybody knows Rosenstein appointed Robert Mueller as special counsel in the Russian collusion investigation of the Trump campaign. Since that appointment, Rosenstein has lived in constant turmoil as his actions in that case and others receive political assaults from both houses of Congress for various reasons. The normal, even-tempered deputy attorney general has blustered in congressional hearings at the seemingly nonstop partisan drilling he has received from committee members from both sides of the aisle. There have been many partisan calls for his impeachment for various reasons that have so far resulted in no action being taken. That's a little fundamental information about the background of Rod Rosenstein. We'll have more about him in our summary a little bit later in our show. So we move forward to the old guy, the older of the three amigos, Robert Mueller. Mueller, like Comey, has a long documented professional history. We have documented in several previous stories various chapters of his speckled past. And folks, it is very, very speckled. Rather than repeat all of it here, again, we have posted another link in this story for you to go back and look at previous stories we published on the Truth News Network. Get the rest of the story on Mueller. Then we will bring this all together with the shocking truth of where America stands with these three guys, the three amigos. And folks, you're going to love what you're about to hear. And it probably will blow your hair back because it is unbelievable. It's damning. And it tells the real story about what's going on in Washington, D.C. regarding this investigation that President Trump calls a witch hunt. And it is going to blow your mind. That's just ahead on the Truth News Network.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice.
Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say, bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate, so you've been avoiding M&Ms.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's dark chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes.
M&M's dark chocolate candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
Don't ever miss a story or podcast. Get an email link to every news story and podcast by entering your email address on the homepage of truthnewsnet.org. If it's relevant, you'll get it here.
Just listening to that M&M's commercial, I got to be honest with you. My soft spot is chocolate. I love chocolate. And if you're a chocolate lover, who does not love M&M's? You can't get too many of them, that's for sure. Hey, before we go any further, I want to say thank you for joining us here at the Truth News Network. We work hard to bring you factual information. And I got to tell you, in all of the research that we do, it is very difficult to dig through all of the noise and find the truth. We get a lot of opinion, a lot of political perspective that is very much often skewed one way or the other. But burrowing through and getting to the truth sometimes is a really hard thing to do. And then when we bring it to you, we've got to put it out there and try to do so factually without a bunch of emotion or opinion from our side. We want you to get the stuff, and we trust you to be intelligent enough and committed enough to the American life that we all want for us the rest of our lives, and then our children and their children, to find the truth and make sure it's true, and then put whatever comes from that in practice in your life. That's really tough to do sometimes. Well, let's get back to our story today on the Three Amigos. Let's talk about the Three Amigos. We've talked about Comey. We've talked about Rosenstein. And we've talked about Robert Mueller. Well, there's a long-time relationship between the Amigos who have been tasked with investigating President Trump under the narrative of enforcing the law, whether or not that really is what it's all about. James Comey worked in the Department of Justice directly under Mueller until 2005. Rod Rosenstein and Mueller go back even further. Comey wasn't just an associate of Mueller back then, but rather was Mueller's protege. In the George W. Bush presidency, when Comey was serving as deputy AG under John Ashcroft, Robert Mueller was Comey's go-to guy when he got in trouble or needed some help, needed some advice. The two men, as it came to light years later, together disobeyed potential White House orders to leave Ashcroft alone when he was incapacitated in March of 2004. Ashcroft was in the hospital. Rod Rosenstein, current Deputy Attorney General under AG Jeff Sessions, is also a member of the Mueller gang, having worked directly under Robert Mueller at the Department of Justice as far back as 1990. Now think about it. Here we are in 2018. This goes all the way back to 1990, 28 years, when Comey was still working as the deputy chief of the criminal division for the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York. Mueller and Rosenstein met, worked together, and got really close too. So now we have it. All three of the Amigos are together. We look back at Rosenstein's loyal work for Hillary Clinton when he became a cleanup man for the Clinton administration as an associate independent counsel from 1995 until 1997. He supervised the investigation that found no basis for criminal prosecution of White House officials who had obtained classified FBI background reports. He allegedly covered for the team Bill Clinton, including for Hillary, as she was one of the people who had access to those reports and may have even been the one who requested them. Not surprisingly, no indictments, no charges were filed against any of the accused. Rosenstein was appointed to work in the U.S. Office of the Independent Counsel under Ken Starr on the Whitewater investigation into then-President Bill Clinton. The Clintons escaped culpability once again. Rosenstein had help from his co-worker, guess who? James Comey, who worked to see the Clintons were exonerated during the Whitewater affair. As we said earlier, the Clintons were bulletproof in Whitewater. No charges filed against them. Jim Guy Tucker and the McDougals were the only ones charged in the Whitewater affair. Mueller seemed to be shepherding Rosenstein and Comey both, leading them in careers along the way. Knowing the close personal and legal relationships between these three, it should come as no surprise that once Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Russia collusion conspiracy investigation and turned it over to his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, that Rosenstein would reach out to his old mentor, his old buddy, his old boss for help. And it should have surprised no one when the three of the top federal attorneys from the past find themselves together again in a questionable quest to find wrongdoing. This time, wrongdoing alleged to be done by President Trump. But it did surprise a whole lot of folks that this happened. We need to add another player in this puzzle right now. Her name, and it's a female, is Lisa Barsoomian. She happens to be the wife of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Lisa is a high-powered attorney in Washington, D.C. She specializes in opposing FOIA. You've heard that term? That stands for Freedom of Information Act request on behalf of the intelligence community agencies. She works for R. Craig Lawrence, an attorney who has represented Robert Mueller 3 times, James Comey 5 times, Barack Obama 45 times, Kathleen Sebelius, remember her, represented her 56 times, Bill Clinton 40 times, and Hillary Clinton 17 times. All of these representations took place between 1991 and a year ago, 2017. Barsoomian participated in some of this work personally and has herself represented the FBI at least 5 separate times. It would be great to research the specifics of the cases she worked in. You know, I mean, she's so close to all of this, and she has such a public, political, and legal past regarding American politics. You'd love to look in and see exactly what kind of work she did. But guess what? Most of the documents from the court dockets relating to all of these cases we just mentioned, for all of these people, including former President Barack Obama, those cases have been removed from the District of Columbia District and Appeals Court, including records of her representation for Clinton in 1998's case titled Hamburg versus Clinton, a very controversial case that I'd love myself to see all the documents on that one. The three amigos have surprisingly obvious conflicts of interest in their past and current investigatory responsibilities. Mueller even acted as a delivery guy for Hillary's State Department. You're going to find this hard to believe. He hand-transported, he himself personally carried 10 grams of highly enriched uranium under the auspices of counterterror. Where did he transport him to? Russia. Was it a coincidence that this happened at the same time as Hillary and her associate John Podesta were nurturing that now infamous Uranium One deal that would see Russia take control over 20% of America's proven uranium reserves? Shortly after the Russia uranium deal closed, the Clinton Foundation was showered with many millions of dollars from Russian donors. And we've documented that in previous stories at the Truth News Network. Comey, Rosenstein, and Mueller are truly the three amigos of the deep state. Only time will show us what their true intentions were and are in the FBI investigations of the Clinton email server and the current investigation of the Trump campaign and Donald Trump himself. But from historical interactions between the three, it is almost a certainty the three are working in tandem for whatever their objectives are in these investigations. And we're not through yet, folks. We're going to summarize this thing, our final thoughts about the three amigos. Here's the grand finale. Robert Mueller's appointment by Rod Rosenstein as special counsel violated the law. Let me tell you that again. Robert Mueller's appointment by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who took the lead on this when Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself, that appointment as special counsel of Robert Mueller violates the law. I'm going to give you the facts here and let you draw your own conclusion. Here's the special counsel law used to appoint Mueller. It's from CR 600.1, grounds for appointing a special counsel. Here's the verbiage. The attorney general, or in cases in which the attorney general is recused, the acting attorney general will appoint a special counsel when he or she determines that criminal investigation of a person or matter is warranted, and A, that investigation or prosecution of that person or matter by a United States Attorney's Office or litigating division of the Department of Justice would present a conflict of interest for the department or other extraordinary circumstances. And little letter B, that under the circumstances, it would be in the public interest to appoint an outside special counsel to assume responsibility for the matter. The critical element of the law that was purposely twisted by Rosenstein to appoint Mueller is this. It says this, and I'm quoting what I just read to you from the law. He or she, talking about the AG or the deputy attorney general in the case of a recusal like we had with Jeff Sessions, he or she will appoint a special counsel when he or she determines that criminal investigation of a person or matter is warranted. Criminal investigation determined by the acting, the deputy attorney general, when it's determined that criminal investigation of a person or matter is warranted. What determines that? Listen to this. According to former FBI Director Comey, who started the entire investigation before the election, in two sworn testimonies before Congress, he stated that the investigation of collusion with Russians by members of the Trump campaign was not a criminal investigation. In other words, they had found no evidence whatsoever that would warrant calling it a criminal investigation. They called it a counterintelligence investigation. Now, why is that so critical? Because in a criminal investigation, it opens Pandora's box for the investigators, especially the federal investigators, especially the FBI, and especially when it involves a high-level situation like a presidential candidate's campaign being alleged to be in collusion with the Russians. It gives them unlimited resources and opportunity to look under every rock and to really get ugly with their investigations. A counterintelligence investigation is much softer. Yes, they look. Yes, they find. And if they find criminal activity, then it would warrant possibly a special counsel. Mueller's appointment by Rosenstein violated the statute and further was unconstitutional. It was a federal officer. And he broke a law. He purposely violated CR 600.1, the grounds for appointing a special counsel. There are multiple sleazy actions taken by the Mueller team, obviously with the approval of Rosenstein in this action. There was no criminal investigation underway by the FBI, and there was no evidence of criminal activity. Rosenstein's appointment of Mueller stated the following, and I'm reading from his appointment memorandum, Rosenstein's, quote, "The special counsel is authorized to conduct the investigation confirmed by then FBI Director James Comey in testimony before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence on March 20th, 2017, including any links and or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump, and any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation, and any other matters within the scope of 28 CFR 600. If the special counsel believes it is necessary and appropriate, the special counsel is authorized to prosecute federal crimes arising from the investigation of these matters." Here's the problem with this. According to the law shown above, a special counsel can be appointed when he or she determines that criminal investigation of a person or matter is warranted. A criminal matter worth investigating was not the predicate for Mueller's appointment. There was nothing criminal that had been discovered or even was potential with any evidence at the time. And it gets even deeper. Remember that Rosenstein wrote another memo. You may not have heard about the second memo. He had to write it later, and it was hidden from public view for a long, long time. You know why? He was trying to fix the inequities of the first memo. The second was to amend the first appointment memo quoted above to allow Mueller to investigate things that were not shown to be criminal. In other words, it was like Rosenstein read it again and then read the law and said, whoops, we can't do that. We got to fix this. And probably, I'm guessing, but probably the three amigos got together and came up with a plan. Let's write another memo. And we'll just bury the memo in case it gets talked about later and somebody questions the fact that this is going on illegally. The problem is the special counsel law was passed by Congress and signed into law by the president. No member of the Justice Department or any other agency of the government has authority to change any duly passed law or even amend its stated purpose without congressional approval. The Justice Department doesn't make laws. The judicial branch of the government don't make laws. The legislative branch, Congress, makes laws and made that one. Rosenstein had no authority to appoint Mueller in the first place. The FBI investigation under Comey had unearthed nothing that could be considered criminal. And Rosenstein's second memo written to Mueller to try and justify his illegal initial appointment further proved the wrongdoing. Now, what's this going to mean in the long run? I'm going to downshift here, but I'm going to paraphrase what I'm about to say, preface it by saying this. This is my opinion only. But after all the time I personally have spent investigating and reading documents and reading testimony and watching testimony from committee hearings, listening and watching to what all these people have said, I think the facts of this illegal appointment will result in the entire Mueller investigation, its indictments of those Russians, the guilty pleas of Michael Flynn and George Papadopoulos, are all going to be thrown out. And further, I believe that any of the actions taken by Mueller against Paul Manafort that may result in a conviction will be ruled null and void. And the Manafort stuff is still going on right now. Why do I feel this way? Quote, the fruit of the poison tree, the very foundation of the Mueller investigation, is fraudulent. It's illegal, it's invalid, and it was uncalled for. There are several sad things about this debacle. General Michael Flynn was virtually blackmailed into pleading guilty to lying to the FBI. He was interviewed by Peter Strzok, you know, that bastion of truth and honesty. But Flynn was not represented by his attorney at that interview, and he wasn't put under oath. He pled guilty. And the reason he pled guilty was to keep his son from being charged. They blackmailed him. They said if he did not plea, they were going to go after his son. FBI agents later said publicly that they did not feel that General Michael Flynn told any untruth during the interview. That did not stop Mueller from going after Flynn. Papadopoulos was pretty much trapped in a similar scenario. And Paul Manafort is being nailed to a tree for actions taken a decade ago regarding financial matters with the IRS. And listen to this. Rosenstein and others at the FBI, they discovered it, and they said, we're not even going to charge Manafort back then. There wasn't enough there to even investigate and possibly result in prosecution. What are all these people actually guilty of? I'm talking about Papadopoulos and General Michael Flynn and Paul Manafort. What are they guilty of? One thing and one thing only. Supporting Donald Trump. And nothing more. The three amigos are leaving a black mark in the history of the greatest law enforcement department and the Department of Justice, greatest in the world, by bending the law and railroading good people for political purposes and to get back at Donald Trump. No matter the outcome, we're seeing the deep state attacking the fabric of the American justice system just like happens, but it happens only in third world countries. Never in the greatest nation on earth, the United States of America, until today. Now you know why I'm so upset. I'm scared. I'm anxious. I'm worried. I've got 6 grandchildren. The oldest just graduated from high school and is headed to college. And I'm concerned for them. This is supposed to be a country where, with hard work and effort and simple opportunity, anybody can make a life and do better. And our forefathers put in place the pillars to make it equal for everybody. No matter who you are, doesn't matter if you live in a big city, if you live on a farm, if you're college educated, or if you get through with high school and you decide to move into your profession, it doesn't matter. You're guaranteed equal opportunity. And oh, by the way, you're guaranteed equal justice under the law. Until today, that is under attack by the Justice Department on the watch of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and their hitman, the third amigo, James Comey. Scary, folks. Very scary. I want to thank you for joining us today, and thank you for tolerating me and my emotion. But I did tell you, that last segment was my opinion. Let me tell you another piece of my opinion. I am thankful for you. At the Truth News Network, we're going to keep trucking. We're going to find truth and present it exactly like it is. Have a great day, and we'll be back very soon.
Just because you think something's right doesn't mean it's right. Just because you think something's wrong doesn't mean it's wrong. But always get the truth about right and wrong here at TNN, the Truth News Network.